When Should Lawyers Say No Comment? By Maria Aronson. When a reporter calls about your client, your first instinct may be to decline the interview, avoid the email, or issue no comment. But is no comment really the best answer? The use of no comment should be a strategic decision, not a reflexive response. In many situations, no comment can create unnecessary reputational risk, invite speculation, and leave others to define the narrative. And while there are certainly times when silence is appropriate, many lawyers miss opportunities to protect their clients, correct misinformation, and shape public perception simply because they misunderstand why reporters are calling in the first place. Why reporters reach out to lawyers. Contrary to popular belief, most reporters are not Mike Wallace. They are not looking for confrontation. They are calling because it's their job. They call because they need information or want to give a lawyer or law firm an opportunity to offer their perspective before they publish a story. It is not simply courteous for them to call, it is a professional responsibility. And in many cases, reporters expect no response. By the time reporters contact an attorney, they've already reviewed court filings, spoken to sources, gathered documents, and drafted portions of the story. In these instances, declining to comment rarely prevents coverage. More often, it means the story proceeds without your input. At this point, reporters are looking for a response to allegations, clarification of facts, context surrounding a lawsuit or investigation, an explanation of a complicated legal issue, a chance to include your or your client's perspective. In that case, it may be better to speak with the reporter or offer a statement that suggests there may be another side to the story. The claims outlined in the lawsuit are inaccurate, and we intend to vigorously defend our client. Or a statement could show that a lawyer could be limited to discussing details of a matter publicly. Because this matter is pending litigation, we can't discuss the details, but we look forward to presenting the facts in court. It's also possible to indicate that the information is under review and that it's not yet possible to comment on the topic. This gives you time to provide a statement later. We've just become aware of these allegations and are reviewing them. We'll provide additional information when appropriate. Of course, there are circumstances where declining to comment is entirely appropriate, but how you decline to comment also matters. No comment is not a neutral response. Reporters and readers make assumptions when a company, executive, or client declines to comment. Audiences often assume one of three things. The allegations are true. The organization is hiding something. Nobody is willing to defend the conduct being questioned. If facts or allegations are inaccurate, or context is missing in court filings or complaints, providing this information to a reporter on background may be helpful. On background means that the reporter can use the information you provide to them without naming you as the source. Off the record means the reporter cannot use the information provided, but there may be alternative ways for the reporter to find the information they need. In addition, taking the opportunity to correct inaccurate information and provide context is important. Once a story is published, errors can become part of the public record or pose reputational risk. What's the difference between declining to comment and no comment? Certain situations require some level of sensitivity. There are times when public statements may create significant legal exposure or affect defense strategy in active criminal investigations. In many circumstances, attorneys cannot comment on information protected by privilege, confidentiality agreements, or court orders. In some cases, public discussion may undermine settlement negotiations or complicate efforts to resolve the issue. There are also situations when information is still developing and premature statements can create credibility problems later. There are ways to decline public comment without saying no comment that are better responses to give reporters. They are better responses because they are courteous and acknowledge that the reporter took the time to reach out to you. It also gives the reporter insight into the fact that you may not be able to offer any further information at this time. Thanks for the opportunity, but we have to pass on an interview at this moment. We will reach out to you when we are able to discuss. This may appear in articles at the bottom as a benign statement, declined to comment or did not respond, rather than appearing as no comment in the middle of an article. Silence may also be the right approach. but it should be a strategy played out rather than avoidance or a reflex. What to do when a reporter calls? When a reporter calls, you should always notify your law firm's general counsel, the client, if it pertains to their case, and the firm's public relations and communications team. They will guide you as to how you should respond to the reporter. Communications professionals serve as strategic advisors, helping clients manage reputation risk while supporting legal objectives. For instance, if the reporter has not provided a deadline or questions and has simply asked to talk to you about a case, the PR team can reach out to get those missing details for you. They can also ask about story angles, what information they are basing their story on, and where they are getting it, which is a valuable tool for you and your client. A PR team can evaluate whether to respond, draft legally appropriate media statements, anticipate reporter questions, identify reputational vulnerabilities, prepare internal and external messaging, coordinate stakeholder responses, correct inaccuracies before publication, preserve credibility with reporters and audiences. The legal case and the public narrative are often developing simultaneously. Winning one doesn't automatically win the other. The difference often comes down to communications strategy. This is especially important because public perception often moves faster than the legal process. A case may take months or years to resolve, while a headline can shape opinion immediately. Bring PR in early. One of the biggest mistakes organizations make is waiting until a crisis becomes a headline before involving communications professionals. By then, the narrative may already be public. Early coordination allows legal and communications teams to align messaging, anticipate questions, and identify potential risks. Before speaking with reporters, determine the key messages. What do we want audiences to understand? What misconceptions need to be corrected? Which facts matter most? What can we say consistently across all communications? The goal is clarity. Understand that reporters need quotes. Reporters need something attributable. A client who provides a reasonable response is often represented more accurately than one who disappears. PR professionals can help here. They think about the larger narrative. The answer to a reporter's question today may influence reputation long after the litigation ends. They are thinking about how the story could impact what clients and employees think, recruiting, and how this could be found or perceived if searched online. All of that should be considered when responding to a reporter. Before responding, PR teams consider, what is the timeline? What can we say safely? What must we avoid saying? What needs to be corrected? What would happen if we said nothing? Who needs to review the response? How will the response be interpreted by all parties? Build relationships before you need them. One advantage of effective marketing and public relations is that it creates credibility before a crisis occurs. Lawyers who regularly share insights, publish thought leadership, speak publicly, and engage with media often find that reporters already understand their expertise and perspective. When a difficult story arises, credibility matters. People tend to trust people they have spoken to before. The strongest legal brands don't emerge during crises. They are built long before one occurs. When lawyers consistently demonstrate expertise publicly, they become known sources rather than unknown subjects. That's a far more comfortable place to be when a reporter calls during a tense moment. Lawyers who regularly speak with the press are better positioned to provide context, explain complex issues, and protect client interests without appearing defensive. In that sense, marketing is not separate from reputation management. It is part of it. Most media inquiries aren't won through clever quotes or aggressive tactics. They're won through preparation, credibility, and strategic communication. Sometimes the best answer is to say very little. But in many cases, the smartest response isn't no comment. It's a carefully considered comment. The reporter on the other end of the phone will appreciate it too.